Mudaf Mem Hei Yom Ralef on top here, just the Mishnah. Mishnah starts before that here. Hamakish the Karsulov. That means his ankles bang against one another when the Kohen is walking. His like ankles hit one another. That's a mum. Or else of Yaakov Oisov, meaning by his knees. That when he's walking, his knees bang into one another. So that's called a mum. Or else of Baal Hapika. No, Baal Hapika, or else Vihoikol. So Mishnah explains now, Ezeu Ikol, what's the mum of Ikol? Means this, Kol Shehu, or someone gives a Kol Shemakiv Pasoisov, Viena Kuvoisov, Noishke Zuluzu. Meaning to say, Rashi says, somebody wants to like, lie down and put his legs together. That is Pasoisov, his like heels are touching one another. But his knees cannot touch one another. I mean, if you say his like knees are bolted outwards, they stick out, they're like bulged out. They don't come in. So that's also called the mum. It's called ein shav dezara shalaron. If he can't get his knees like to touch one another, that's the mum of ikol. Now, a pika. What's the mum of about pika? Pika means yotza migudoloi. Means something is growing out from his goydol, from his thumb. If he has a blita, like a round ball of meat is sticking out from his thumb, that's also called Ein Neshav Bezara Shalara, and that's also psul. Now, what's going to be Akevoi Yoitzei Liachuruf? His heel goes towards the back, meaning to say like when the leg comes down to meet his legs, his heels are the bottom of the sole, so usually the main part of your foot goes in front, and the heel is just a drop there. But here, like the leg comes down right smack in the middle, and the heel is very sticking out, just like it's sticking out in front, sticking out in the back. So that's cool. That Akeva, his like heel, is Yoitse Lachuru, sticks out in the back a lot also. That's also called the Mum. It's Ein Shovel Zara Shalaron. What's going to be Parasoisov Rechov Kishalavus? Let's see also his heel, his the sole of him, like the flat part of his leg, is like round. Parsais, like the hooves of it, like Shekaf Ragloi, is round, like a goose. It's not like a normal person, it's long and not so wide. But for him, it's more or less like round, that's also a mum. That's called Etz Parsais of Rechove Kishel Avos. Or else Etz Bois of Mukove Zuazu. His toes lie one on top of another, whether by the hand or whether by his feet, that's also a mum. It's in the Shov Bazara Shalaron. The toes lie, mukovas, lie one on top of another. Oi kalutois ala perik. Or else, let's say the toes are like stuck together. Ad the perik until the bottom joint. So then kosher. Since though both from the joint downwards they're split, that's still kosher. But mashma, if it will be closed even further down than the bottom joint, then they'll be possible. Now, lamatim min haperik, let's say it's closed even from the bottom of the joint. But v'chasochoi, later you cut it open there, then now lamaita the toes are like separate, that's kosher. Even though you had to cut it, but as long as lamaita the toes are separate, so from the perik, like from the joint, knuckles, downwards, and achnami, then it's kosher. Hoisaba yiseira, let's say an extra finger he had, v'chasochoi, and you cut it off. So it depends. Im yesh, but if the finger had a bone to it, so then apostle, even though you cut it off, still it's called apostle, then the Shav Bazara Shalaron. But Vim Lav, let's say the bone did not have, the extra finger did not have a bone to it, then kosher, then it remained kosher. Now, Yosef Biyodibu Viraglov, let's say the person had an extra finger by both, his hands and his feet. That means Shesh Vishesh Esrim Viyarba. I mean, this Kayin had mamish 24 toes. He had 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. So now maybe it's not called a mum. When is it a mum? If he has regular 5-5-5, just by one of them, it's 6. But if all 4 are 6, maybe it's better. So it's not like this. Reb Yudim Ashton really says, yes, it's kosher. By him, it's called normal. Like every one of them has 6, it's kosher. For the Chachom person, Chachom say, no, Lamais, it's not normal. Normal is to have only 5 fingers, and he has 6. That's absurd. Ha-Sherlet B'Shtayot. Let's see a coin that could work with both hands. So the Tanakam holds it. So Rebbe Poyser, Rebbe said, that's possible. The pshat is by a kohen like this. He has to be a righty, not a lefty. A kohen that's a lefty is possible to do the avodah. He's ein neshav bezara shalaron. Now let's say he could do with both hands. So Rebbe says it's possible because the svar is Why does he do with his left hand? Because his right hand became a little bit weak. Therefore, he has power with his left hand. So true, now they're both equal. But it started out that the right hand became weak, therefore it's a pasulus. The chom machshir, the chom said no, it's kosher. The chom hold no, it's not the pshat, the right became weak. But the pshat could be the left became strong. So the right stays the same way, the right is still kosher. It's only the left also got strong. Therefore, chom say it's kosher. Now, then we're still turning about one like this. The pasuk says, sheva regel. If you have mamish by the foot, that's broken. A broken foot, that's a mum. So, only yellow sheva regel. I only know where the foot really broke. Minan, how do we know to say the rabbi is even hakishon v'igol, like it says in the Mishnah, where the knees bang together, or the ankles bang together, the hakilvain, that Rashi says, kilvain haino pika yaitis migodloi, means with the thumb has an extra growth on it. How do we know these are also psul? Tamlem, the pasuk says, oy sheva regel, anoy is marbi, even other things also. Not only mamish, where it's broken, even if it's not broken, also abnormal is also called a psul. The word oy sheva. Now, Tanav learned like this, bal hakifon, or bal hapikon, v'hashoifna. These are also mumim. The omra b'chiyah bar abba, omra b'yechnon, bal hapikon, what does it mean to say bal hapikon? That means k'sheyesh loy k'sos harbi. K'sos, they didn't say around its ankle usually, there are like things sticking out, there's a lot of projections, a lot of growth there by its ankle, that's called a mum. And shufna means shein loy k'sos kalika, there's nothing sticking out at all. But it's normal that by the ankles, a little bit of the bone sticks out. So if there's nothing sticking out, that's also a mum. And if too much is sticking out there, that's also called a mum. Now, pika means yoytze migodloi, means you have a growth coming out from your thumb. The yakeva yoytze lachuruf, or else that means the heel sticks out too far in the back. Omer Abloza says it means to say, shuka yoytze biyamtze raglis, like the thigh, your leg is coming straight down the middle of your foot. Usually the bone comes down at the end part of the foot, and we know it extends in the front of the foot, not in the back. But here where your foot extends both in the front and the back, that's called the pasulus and the shava bezara shel Aaron, that he's not supposed to do the avoidis over in Yisra Asay, then he would not pasul the avoidim. Then it says pasulis of rechoivus kishalavus, that he has like flat feet, that they're wide and round like a goose. Omer Papa. Loi teim, don't say the treifa, that they're fat. V'loi sedika, and they're not slit either, like tupsulim, that the leg is very fat, round on the bottom, and also there's no slits there, cuts there, like you don't see the fingers. You don't need both. El rather, keep on the treifa, as long as it's fat and round, I forgot the sedika. Even though the toes stick out, like you see five toes there, still it's called a pasulus. Then that's boisov makovei zu agavzu, that his fingers are lying one on top of another. Oy kalutos, or else that there's no fingers altogether, the skin is together. Tana Rabbanan, one like this, the pasuk says, sheva yad, we have a broken leg. So, ainle, I only know ela sheva yad, we have a broken leg mamish. It's boyus makovis. Yeah, sheva yad, right, a broken hand, right? So, ainle, ela sheva yad, with a broken hand. It's boiso, because I know the fingers are lying one on top of another. Oi kolutois lamala menaperik, or else in the case where they were kolut, which should be here, lamala, Rashi says, means lamata menaperik. Where v'chotchon, that it's also possible. That means if the skin, like the skin was stuck together, even below the knuckle, and even though you cut it, still it's possible. But the Gemara Ivam, we said before, no kosher. That even though it's stuck together, but if you slit it, if you cut it, it's kosher. Ela rather means like this, if you do not cut it open, so it comes out now that the fingers are like growing together, even below the knuckle. Minan, how do we know to say there's a psul here? Talmud Levin, the pasuk says, oi shevayad, the word oi is marba, these things also. So before we had to marba other things, because it's marba all these things, anything that's abnormal with the kohen. Hoi sebo yisei let's say he had an extra finger growing, and he cut it off. So it says, Imyesh Bayetzim, if there was a bone growing in it, and possible. V'yimlav kosher. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rabbi Yechanon. V'hu shenis tateres agabi hayad. It's only talking about where this, like, sixth finger was in the same row as the other fingers. Then we say that if it had a bone there, that makes it for pasulus. That's a pasulus. But if the finger grew someplace down on the same line as the other fingers, it wouldn't become possible. Tanarabba Lendlos like this. Yeseira Sheish Poetzim. that after we save an extra finger, it makes it a posel, where it has a bone in the finger. But v'yein lo tziporin, it has no nails. So at still, the loch is metama b'maga v'masa metama b'yoyel. It has a loch of an eiver min ames. If the body the person dies, and you just have this one finger that had an etzim to it, it's called an eiver. The loch of an eiver min ames is this metama b'yoyel. Even though there's not a kezayis basar, as long as there's a drop of bone and a drop of meat there, that gives it a shame eiver. It's metama b'yoyel. And the oil leminyan kufchafei, also that we say when you have rove bones of the body, it's metamiyu, rove vorim, like we know there's romachi vorim, so kufchafei is rove, so when you have rove, it's also metamiyu, this extra finger goes into the minyan. Omer Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanon, uvenisferes al gaf hayad, when do we say that this finger is called like an eva by itself, and it'll have tumas oil by itself? That's only if when it was on the body, it was in the same row as the other fingers. Then it has a shame eva to it. And therefore it's called eva min ames, that's matama b'yoyim. Omer Rav Chizdo, dov is there this thing, Rabbeinu Agad Lom, Rabbeinu Agad said over, and amokim yir b'yozoi, like Hashem should open out, that yiseris shies po'etzem, if you have an extra finger, and it has a bone, v'yein lo tziporin, and it had no nail to it, see, he learned like this, he learned that metama v'mag v'masa, if you would touch it or carry it, you would become tamei. But v'yei metama b'yoyel, but it has no tumas oil. Not like we learned before. Before we learned it has tumas oil. He learns no, it's not called a good eiver, so it does not have tumas oil on it. Omer Rabbi V'chon and Rabbi Yechanon, he's talking about uvishena nisferos lagav hayad. The churim means to say where this extra finger was not on the same row as the other fingers. So therefore, it doesn't have a shame eiver by itself. Since it's not called an eva by itself, that's why it's not metama b'yoyel. So the Mara still says, Omer Rav Yochanan said, also divrem kedivrei nevius. Like what you said over is like a novi. Rashi explains, just like a novi has a right to say things, he doesn't have to explain it. So you also, you're saying things and you're not explaining it well. There's of course still a kasher on you. Manushal, what's going on here? E Averhu, if you consider this extra finger. So true, it's not growing on the same row as the other fingers, growing below it or higher, whatever it is. But, so Monashrach, if you say because of that, it's still called an Averim, then B'yoyel Namatatame, that even though it's by itself in an oil, it should also have Tumas oil, that's Locha, an Averim in Ames has Tumas oil. The Lav Averu, if you do not want to call it an Aver, is so B'magav Amas Namalam Lelatame, it shouldn't have Tumas Magav Amas either. It's not an Averim. So you have to have done a kezayis min ames. You don't have a kezayis min ames. It should not be tome, even if you touch it. So what's your halacha? So on this, Omer Rav Huna, Bar Manuach, Mishmei de Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Iko, Mishum Etzem Kisar Nogabo. The pshat is true, it's not a neighbor. But I call upon going now that this extra finger had a bone inside it. So the loch of an etzem from a mace, and a loch of an etzem in a mace, even though it's a small size, like a barley, it has tumas maga. Not tumas oil, you only have tumas maga or masa. So that's why he says if you would touch or carry this extra finger when it came off the mace, so you would become tummy with maga or masa, but not with oil, because it doesn't have a shein aver on it. But I call upon him, it's not worse than any bone of a mace, that if you touch it or carry it, you become tummy. That's one teretz. Re'apopiroma gezeiro sheina nisferis otu nisferis. That really the pshat is since it's ain't in the spheris, it's not called an aver, and maybe the bone is not called the bone either. So really you should not become tummy altogether. But it's exerim the rabbanon otu nisferis. If they'll say you're not tummy, they'll think huadin, a finger that was on the same row as the other fingers, also you're not tummy. And there mamash it's an aver. So therefore they made exerim if you just touch or carry this extra finger that grew not on the same row, you're tummy. For the mori hoki, if that's the exerim, then Shainan is Beres B'yoyel Namatatame. Then even though it wasn't grown on the same row, but the Xerim of the Rabbanon should have been, it's just like the regular row, it should have Tumas oil also. Like, why do you say it only has Tumas Mag and Mas and not Tumas oil? Why not? So Mora says, yes, I'll tell you, Ovdu Rabbanon Hakero, Kiechad Le Lisrafu Alayo Truma V'Kodeshim. Since it's only Tumim of the Rabbanon, it's only Xerim of the Kalocha. Like, really, we're going now, since it doesn't grow on the same row of the other fingers, it's not called an aver. It's not called an etzem. It's only as exerim with the rabbanon. So rabbanon wanted to make a chiluk. You should know clearly it's only with the rabbanon, and therefore they said it's only tamei b'magav amaso and not b'yoyel. Tanan Hossim learned over there also Mishnah Oilis that roiv binyanov for Roiv Minyon Shomeis, if you have the Roiv Binyon, means the Roiv bones that make up the height of the mace, or else the number, you have the majority of numbers of the bones together, Acho Pi Shein by Roiv, even though it's not a Roiv, a quarter of a calf, still Metamim, it has a Tumas oil. Again, just the bone by itself doesn't have Tumas oil. But that's the law, because if you have Roiv HaKav of bones, that makes a Tumas oil. Another Chiddush is, if you have the majority of the height, or the majority of number of bones, that also gives a Tumas oil. Now, Tanur Rabban learned like this, Eizeya Roiv Binyone, what's called the majority of the height of the mace, if you have Shnei Shukaim, is two shuks, is two thighs, like, V'yerech, and also the hips there, Yerech Echa, the one hip, that's the Roiv height of the body. Hayov Roiv Goiva, of a Godel, so that's called the Roiv of the height by a tall person, so that's enough to make a Tumas oil. Eizeya Roiv Minyone, what's called the majority of the number of bones? Kuf Chafei, 125. Because we know there's Rimach Evorim, 248. So 125 is the majority. Oh, Malay Ravina Larovo, Tonim Minyon Oslashmina. What's his Chiddush here? He just wants to tell us the number. We could count ourselves. Like everybody knows there's Rimach. So a majority of Rimach of 248 is 125. What's the Chiddush here? So Mor says, yes, Hokamashmalon Kidatan, like we learned, that Chosar Shein Boyela Mosayim. Let's say you have a body that only has 200 Evorim, it's missing a few. Or else, V'yeser, you have a body that has more than 248. Sheish Bo Mosayim Shmoinim, it has 248. 280 has. I mean, Sheish Bo Mosayim Shmoinim has more than 248. So the Chiddush is, Yesh Bo Mosayim Shmoinim V'yechod, that kulam oydom leminyu kuf chafei. And the pshat is zilbos ruba diincha, that's the chiddush, we go bos the majority of the people. The majority of the people have 248 evarim. Therefore, you always need 125. Even though you have more, you have less, we don't go bos to this private person. That's the chiddush, we go bos the rave people. Rave people, the number of the evarim is 248. Therefore, if you have 125, that's the majority. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Maisa b'talmid of Rabbi Shmuel. There's once a mice with the talmid of Rabbi Shmuel that shashol kol zoyna achas shenetchay v'sreifel amelech. Once happened, the king gave judgment to a zoyna that she has a chiv misa. And the king did. He cooked. He gave a sreif. He burnt her. He cooked her up in a pot. That's the way they killed the zoyna. So these now talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel took the body of the zoyna and they cut it up to try and measure to count, to see if they can count up to 248 Evorim. So Botku, they checked her out. Umotzabo Mesayim v'chamish Mishnah, they found that this lady, she had 252, four more. So some of them, they said back to him, so he asked the Kasha, we know it's only 248. How come we found 252? So they answered back and told to them, Omalehem, Shema b'isha b'daktem, listen, you must have checked out by a lady. Shehoisif lo akosif shnei tzir m'shnei delosis. Like a marshal, Nisha has two hinges and two doors, meaning her womb, which she gives birth like, that has more Evorim. So that we say 248, that's by a man. But by a lady, they have 252. Tani will learn this, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kishen Shetzirim Labai, just like a house, has hinges. Shinokach Tzirim Lish, the same woman, Nisha also has like hinges. Shinemah, the Pasuk says, Batichra Batelid, Kinef Cholet Tzirim. She lied down to give birth and turned over like her hinges there. Mash min the body, those two evorim are called like hinges. Yevishua Aimer, kishem she the losses the bais, just like a house has doors. Kach the losses lisha, anisha also like a marshal has a door there by her womb. Shneimer the pasuk says ki lo isaga dalfi bitni, wasn't closed up the door of a betin. Mash is called the delis betin. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, kishem she mafteach the bais, same way a house has a key. Kach mafteach lisha, she know anisha also like a key there. Then the pasuk says, "Va'yiftech es rachma." Hashem opened up her rechem by Sarah. So, here's the question of Kiva. According to the last Rabbi Kiva, Kasher the Talmid Rabbi Shmuel. Like if so, they should have found 253. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's another Eva, this key like. So, Mar says, "Dilma Adi Dezutra." Since it's a very small Eva, it's muche metamach. Like since the king cooked her up, so maybe that melted away that Eva. So, it wouldn't be a Kasher and Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rav, Rav says, Shino, v'kulon ein metamim b'yoyl. All of these are not metamim b'yoyl. Yemen the Pasuk says these extra vorim that you have by Nisha, if it will come in an oil, it won't have too much oil on it. Wash. Yemen the Pasuk says, Zois ha Torah Odom ki yomis b'yoil. Meaning to say, Dover ashav l'chol Odom. Only a vorim that you find by a man has too much oil. That if you take out even one aver and put it into the room, it's matam everything in the room. But not the special four aver that you only find by Nisha, four or five. Omulei Abaya. Ovish lekes, they're no like tzirim, no like hinges by a man. I have a ksir, the pasuk says, tzirayim achroni. Kitzira yoda, tzirei basa. So my answer is, so it says here by a man, so my answer is no, tzirei basa. All I meant to say was, it's like basa, it's a piece of meat there, but not that there's a bone, it's not really called an aver. But the Moravia Ksiv, another pasuk says, Adoni b'mara nefcha tzirei, also by men that turned over its tzirei, mashma, they're all like tzirim, hinges there. Again, the Gemara says, no, hachinami tzirei basa, it just means there's like a fat piece of meat there, but it's not called an aver, it doesn't have a bone to it. And hachinami mistav, this is the svar also. Dila, teimach, you're not going to say like this, mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyno, hechim ishkakas lo, how do you find this number of 248? Loi bish, loi bisha. We're telling about by a man, he also has tzirim, so he should have then 250. So where's this famous number of 248? And the Maya must be when the Pasuk says there are two like tzirim, two hinges by the man, it doesn't really mean the terrorist and aver with a bone, it only means the terrorist basa. Therefore, there's only 248 aver. Then it says right in the Mishnah that yeser biyodav aragla, an extra finger in the feet or on the hands. Omer Yitzchak, Oshnei mikra echadoshim. So Machlokes in the Mishnah, if this kohen has 24 fingers, 6 on all 4 of them, so one said it's Rabbi Yehuda, says kosher. So they both ask in the same pasuk that says, Fati oid melchemes uksiv vehi ish modoin, that etzba yodav yetzba raglav sheish v'sheish. That the pasuk says that this person had mamish 6 and 6. He had 6 fingers on all 4, so he had 24 fingers. So Masav, one holds, begunusim ishtoi, the pasuk on how bad it is. Mashma, that's a mum. That even though he had 24, that's also called a mum. So that would be like the chum that they say your apostle. And Masav Rav Yehuda holds no. The apostle doesn't mean to like rank him out, say something bad about him. Well, Masav the Bishvuchim Mishto, tell him how nice it is. That's a chshiva, it's something good to have 24 fingers. That's Rav Yehuda's svar, it's not called a mum. Omar Rabbo, Mali Dichsiv Sheish V'yeshrim V'yarbo. How come the Pasuk says that this person had 6 fingers on each hand and foot, and then it says he had 24? So what does he have to say? For the more mispat zricha, the Pasuk have to say the mispat amount, we know 4 times 6 is 24. So more says yes. Because the Kosov Rachmonis Sheish Rishavu, Joshua said 6 for each one of them, Havim Minar would have thought to say, Shish Didei V'shish Tekaria. I mean, that's 6 by one hand and 6 by the foot. But I would not know it meant to say both feet and both hands. It's cost if I have to say Esom V'yaborno, that 24 means by both hands and both feet. Now, if we would have just said the cost of Esom V'yabor, they had 24 fingers, how would I mean I would have thought to say, have a Chomesh Magis, he had only 5 on the right hand, V'sheva Magis, and he had 7 on the left hand, maybe that's also like, okay. It's cost Rachmon, a terrible cost, the Pasuk says, no, Sheish V'sheish Mispar, that had mamish 24, 6 and 6, that each finger had 6. Now, misper also means, benisperas al gabi hayad, meaning that these fingers were on the same row altogether. The 6 was on the same row as the 5. Tanya, and that's the machlekes, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher, it looks nice that way. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, maisa biyoda mech once up on one person, shebolof ne Rabbi Tarfin, he came in front of Tarfin, that yesa biyoda v'raglov, sheish v'sheish eshrim v'yabor, that the person had mamish 24 fingers, everyone had 6. 6 on the both hands and 6 on both feet. So what happened? So he said to him, Omoloi, Kamoischa Yabba B'Yisrael. There should be a lot of people like you in Yisrael. So Chori meant to say about the Chori, it's nice. It's a shvach, like a Yudishita. That's something nice. Omol Rav Yossi said back, Misham Rai, from there you bring the proof to yourself, Rav Yudah, no. Kach Omoloi, this is what he meant to say. That Kamoischa, like you have something different, something Mishunah that does not look nice, is Yizmayatu Mamzer Nisini Yisrael. That's the way your Mamzerim and Nisinim and Klai Yisrael should have. Meaning to say, we should be able to tell every Mamzer that he should be different. He should have like a 24 fingers. So it did not mean to say something nice. But like I meant to say, like it's a gnai, so if it's no right to have you, there could be like the rabbanon sakamum. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Hashelut b'shtei yodov." So it's a machlokes. Tan rabbon, we're like this. Itur, if the person's a lefty, the kohen's a lefty. Bein biyad, with his lefty in his hands. Bein beregel, with his lefty in his feet. That means he moves his left foot first. His posel, that's a psul by kohen. The kohen can't do the avoda. What's going to be hashelut b'shtei yodov? Let's say he could do equally right and left. So it's a machlokes. Rebbe posel the chol machshirim. Mass of a Rebbe holds kichishusha aschalta b'yamin. The reason why the left hand became good is because his right hand became a little bit weak. So therefore, that's a mum that his right hand is not so strong. Well, mass of the chum say no. For you say aschalta b'smail that the left hand became a little bit stronger. The right stays the same. So therefore, there's no mum. It's only that the left became a little bit stronger. That's the machlekes. Now the Mishnah says huadin hakushi. If we have a coin that looks black. Hagicher, a kohen that looks very red. The halafkun looks very white. His skin is too white. He's a real mumim. The hakapoch, the kipoch, as she says, we'll see in the Gemara. Kapoch means he's very tall. Kapoch means the guy is very tall and very skinny. The hanenis, or else the kohen is very short. The hacheresh, the kohen can't hear. The hashreiti is a fool. The hashikri becomes a shikr. We'll see in the Gemara. The chur becomes, he drinks wine, pshit, that's absolutely chayv misa. Obali, in the goyim term, the kohen has like spots, white spots on his body, even though it's a negator, or spread over the whole body, still he's possible. Psulim biyodim. These things are psulim by a kohen to do the avodah, but the kosher b'vehema. If a behema would look black or white, it wouldn't be a mum by a behema. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer, shoita min ha-behema, no, if you have an animal that's a shaita, that's a fool, it's not minamuch, it means you can't bring it for carbon. Because if it's a shvel, every behemoth is a shaita. I mean, some are very foolish, very has no das at all. So such an animal is also a mum. Reb Lezer Weimer, af balei haduldulim psulim biyodim, uksherim biyod bebehema. If a person has like pieces of meat hanging off his body, that's called duldulim, just hanging, so that's also psulim biyodim, but it's kosher by a behemoth, it's not absurd by a behemoth. Now the Gemara says, what does kushi mean? Uchmi means black. Gichur, the half meaning was, Gibur means white. Lafkans means sumka red. So Gemara says, ain't it's not that way. For who does a person, the Yomalu, he said like this, man boy lukina, who wants a white? Like, I think they were talking about birds there. The Ishtaka Gibur, and they found they gave him a white one. So Gemara says, lukina means white. Ela rather pshat is like this. Kushi means uchmi. Kushi means black. If the Kohen looks black, he's possible to do the avoida. Gichur means sunka. If he looks too red, his skin is red, it's also possible. Kadiyam rinchi, sunka means gicha. So it means it's red. Lavka means chiyuva. Lavka means it's very white. Kiyu diyamale, like somebody said, man boy lakin, who wants a white one? And vishtaka chivri, they gave him a white behema. So you see, white, that goes on lufki. The kids of a kain skin is very white, that's also called a mum. Kapach, what does the kapach mean? Toni Rav Zvid, gavoya, he's very tall. Ain't if it must not that way. V'otoni bavua. Minayin, how do I know to say Shakodesh Baruch Hu mishtabech v'bali kuma? Kodesh Baruch Hu like pray to somebody that's tall. Mashma it's a shvach. He can't say it's a mum. Shneva the pasuk says v'yonoich yishmarati esamori b'fneim asher kugoy v'arosam gavoya. That they're very tall, like an eris. Mashma was a shvach. They were good. So you can't tell me now. If the kohen is too tall, it's a mum. So I'm not part of hopes like this. It means to say b'aricho shemita sani. Means he's very, very tall, but he's also very, very skinny, and he can't even hold himself up. He like folds over. So that's a mum. If he's too tall and too skinny, that's no good. That's a mum. Vayitomer Resh Lakish, gevoya loyisa gevoya. It's interesting. A tall man should not marry a tall lady. Shema yotzim yem turun. They'll have like giants for kids. Nenes loyisa nenesis. A midget should not marry another midget. Because shema yotzim yem etzboi. That means they'll give birth to a kid, mamish the size of an etzba, of a pinky. It's no good. Lavon, a man that's very white. Lois Lavon is not married later that's very white. Shem Yotzim Mem Boyef, come out a kid, would be very mamish pure white. Shochelitz Shchera, a man that looks black, should not marry a lady that's black. Shem Yotzim Mem Tefuach, I'll have a baby, the boy, the kid will look also for schwarz, look black. So, kids, if you have this mum like, try and have a wife that does not have the moon. Then it says what hacheres v'yashreit v'yashikur. For the Gemara shikur, if the kohen's a shikur, poshut means he's drunk like mechal avoida. He's mamish mechal v'avoida, like the lav hatur is chayiv misa for it. If so, b'hadi muma the mechal avoida boi lemechshavo. It should have said this psul in the other mishnas. Let's talk about there the mum in the goof where mamish pasul the avoida. Mashen can hear these mishnas are talking about. It's not a real mum. It's only einish shava bizarra shalaron. That if the kohen does the avoida was kosher. It just is over lav. He's over nisra say. So shikul chur is a mamish and emes a psul. Somewhere says no. We're talking about now mishnah bishar dvorm hamishakrim. Not that it became shikul through drinking wine. If he drinks wine or schnapps and echnami, that's a chiyuv misa and a avodas basal. Here's somebody who drank milk, and that made him shikur. So that's not the shikur ha-toyrom. But koponim, he shouldn't do the avodah, then he's not sure of his arash al-arvan. The Gemara says, so our mishnah attack is not like Reb Yudah, it's like Reb Yudah. The tiny would learn like this. Ochal devei lekilo. Somebody eats these dates that grew in the city of Kilo, and it's very sharp. Vishos tachol, somebody drank milk, or idvash or honey. Nichmas the midrash, he went into the Beis Hamidrash, and this made him a little bit shikur. And he went into the Beis Hamidrash, who says, mamish chayiv, it's chayiv misa for this. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kasha in our Mishnah. When it says Hashikr here, even if it means from milk and from honey, but according to him, you also overlap a Torah Yechayiv Misa. So it should be something that's Mamish Meichol, Pasul the Avoida. So how come our Mishnah says the same Echnam, your Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, by drinking milk, you're not Chayiv Misa. All right, turn over.